You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world on the KGO app. Download it today, and we KGO go where you go. We're going to start right off the bat with our friend Lisa R. Durden, at Lisa R. Durden. Lisa, thank you very much for joining us.
How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a sad day. I mean, I went home last night, and I saw the situation in Louisiana with the Baton Rouge police officer shooting and killing Alton Sterling. And I just thought, oh, my God, here we go again. And then wake up this morning to the rest of it, what happened in Minneapolis. Let's start with Baton Rouge, if we can. And, again, I know that you're filming a documentary, so I really appreciate you taking the time
It's actually a feature film.
Oh, okay. Look at you.
No, I'm good. Yeah.
No, you're becoming a big star. Don't leave on me now.
Never.
Don't split the scene.
Forever.
No, good. Okay. I just had a conversation with Chip Franklin, and I'm going to play this for everybody. And I said assassination and almost used the word execution. I didn't get to it, but he said don't start with the vitriol, and I highly disagree. I think the vitriol is exactly what time it is, because that's the way I see it. So here we go. The police in Louisiana shot and killed a 37-year-old man, Alton Sterling, on Tuesday, and there have been a lot of protests, obviously, because they shot him point blank while he was pinned to the ground. They thought he had a gun, but a few different cell phone videos have come out, and they don't really show that. And by the way, this is graphic. This guy's on the ground. They have their guns pointed at his back. Not 1 inch, not 2 inches, not a half inch. From what I can see, they have them on. They have their pistols on his back, and what it looks like to me, they're pumping lead into him. Take a listen. I counted 6 shots. Now, somebody call and explain to me how that's not an execution, because I don't know what the hell it is if it's not. I mean, no, they didn't wake up. No, I'm with Chip on this. They did not wake up and say, we're going to execute someone today. They didn't do that. But it turns out that's what happened. 808-0810 is the number. 808-0810. How do you feel about this? We're not uno, dos. 2 of them. We'll get to the other one in a second.
Well, you know, I'm used to racists making excuses for racist behavior that they don't want to accept as racist behavior, because if you accept this behavior as racist, then that means you might have to do something about it. So if this were reversed, whether a black cop killed a white innocent man or a white cop killed a white innocent man, this would be considered an execution. This is not just an execution. It's an outrage. And nobody black could have said that. It had to be somebody white. And I'm going to have to say, my energy is not even there. I'm exhausted, but beside the fact, my energy is not there because I don't have any words to form when you have 500 black men who've been murdered and slain in the streets by racist, trigger-happy cops since 2016 came in. We're just running up on 6 months. Somebody has to tell me what's right with that. Somebody has to tell me why color has become such an issue that you don't want to admit when there's a problem, because you just have to stick with your white racist brethren just not to agree with black folks. This is not about race. It's about the human race, not about the color of somebody's skin. Nobody can watch this video without it making them scream, without it making them cry, without them getting chills up and down their spine, no matter what color they are. I had an experience when I left corporate America where I was substitute teaching in Maplewood, New Jersey. Maplewood Middle. During Black History Month, I don't know why they thought to show 12-year-olds this, but they showed Glory. In the movie Glory, in the scene where what's his name? I'm getting old. I'm getting tired. The black actor.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. The scene, there you go.
I'm getting old. We don't know him.
Denzel, yes.
In the scene where Denzel Washington's shirt was off and the white man started whipping him across his back.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he looked over and a tear dropped down. This is a school with all white kids. These kids don't know about color. They know that I'm a black woman, but they don't know that that should mean bad. They just know she's black. Who cares? They were literally screaming and running out of the auditorium.
Okay, I want to ask the audience, if you're listening to me right now, what do you think the answer is besides outrage? I mean, I get the outrage. We're all outraged.
We're not all outraged.
Oh, we're not.
No, Drex, if we were all outraged 499 shootings and murders ago, this would not have been happening now. You're not outraged when your people are killing my people. And it's going to take more than black people running out there protesting, making hashtags saying Black Lives Matter, and putting up videos and having discussions like I'm doing now. That is important. But until everybody feels that Black Lives Matter, no lives matter. No, all lives don't matter. Black lives don't matter. Aren't we people too?
I have to tell you, let's go right to the Minnesota governor today. I think this is cut three, Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton. Now, this is the other killing that happened with Philando Castile. And this is what, now, this is where he was pulled over for his taillight being out. Mm-hmm, and the girlfriend started live streaming the shooting and with a four-year-old in the back. And this is what the governor had to say about that.
I agree that this kind of behavior is unacceptable. It's not the norm in Minnesota.
It
can't be.
You have the power. We are the people.
Let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. Let him finish.
I promise that I will do everything and my administration will do everything in our power. You see that this matter is brought to justice and appropriate, and that all avenues are pursued to do a complete investigation and to make, as you said before, Reverend Herron, that justice is served. Justice will be served in Minnesota. Justice will be served in Minnesota.
Okay, but I think the important part that he said is that the 32-year-old school cafeteria manager killed during that traffic stop ended up dead, at least in part, because he was black. This is the governor saying these words. Would this have happened if those passengers, the driver and the passenger, were white? Said Dayton, I don't think it would have. So I'm forced to confront, and I think all of us in Minnesota are forced to confront that this kind of racism exists. That's coming out of the governor's mouth.
And see, I'm so tired of people being concerned about the victimizer. This country is never really about the victims, even a rape victim. When somebody gets raped, this is beyond race. This is about blaming the victim in this country. That's the culture we're in. So when someone gets raped, you're going to say, why did they wear tight jeans? How come they were flirting?
Yeah, yeah, whatever. You were drunk. So, yep, all that.
That's an example of what I'm saying about the victim's mentality. So the kowtowing to the perpetrator. I've heard 1,000 times, and no one disagrees. Police officers have a hard job. They can be in the streets and get murdered. Police officers, you know, are in danger. Excuse me.
Well, you know what? Before the top of the hour, I got to hear a break here. We'll take your calls if you're on hold. Stay there. 808-0810. We're discussing this with Lisa Durden at Lisa R. Durden. We actually had an Oakland police officer call, and he said, no, you know, Drex is right using the word assassination because that's what it is. And until we say what it is, when it is that thing, we're not going to get over. So let's call it for what it is. You're listening to me. What is it? 415-808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, and with a look at traffic, here's Lee Green.
Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show. My guest is Lisa Durden, who's usually on Tuesday nights, but she's on tonight for the obvious reason. I don't know.
So I began to discuss at the end of that segment that, you know, I'm so tired of people trying to cater to and care about the perpetrator. You know, we talk about, not we, but not black, but racist white people talk about, it's never nobody black, except for one crazy man named Kevin Johnson that's on Fox all the time, but and, you know, dumb people like him. They talk about, oh, well, you know, they're in dangerous positions. They can get murdered. And, oh, you know, they're under siege. And, oh, excuse me, they took an oath to protect us. We took no oath to protect them. If you don't want to come home dead, I guess it's not really good English, then don't be a cop. You might come home dead. And I'm sorry, but I don't feel sorry for you if you come home dead. Because you made a choice to put yourself on the front lines to protect our community. We are your boss. You're not our boss. We're not there to make sure you're comfortable, even a criminal. But what makes it worse is these are routine traffic stops. People
yeah,
don't
for the taillight
weapons.
Being out. Well, he did have concealed carry, and he told the officer that he had a concealed carry, and he still got popped.
And if he has had a concealed to carry, then that means it was a legal gun.
That's right. And he didn't pull it. And he did not pull it on the officer.
He has a right, because of course we know he didn't pull on the officer, because I've been stopped by cops and asked, do you have anything in your car? No, I do not. But I'm sure they asked him that, and he said, yes, I have a concealed gun. Yes, I do. It's legal.
Right.
If he didn't want to expose that fact and just shoot their brains out, he would have just shot their brains out.
That you are correct, and it was live streamed by his girlfriend. I'll play that in just a second. Let's take some calls here as they build. 808-0810 is the number. How do you feel about this? So now we have two more black men dead in a matter of hours, and it's all
black men, which is about 500 black men in less than 6 months of 2016.
And the protests are spreading all over already. So here we go. I don't know if you have the answer if you're listening to me, but if you think you do, then get on the horn, 415-808-0810. John and San Leandro, you're on KGO.
Yeah, how you doing, Drex?
Good.
Hey, remember a couple of days ago you talked about how Colorado had the minorities was getting caught up into the
pot situation. 93% of all the minority youth, actually 93% of all the youth arrested for pot in the state of Colorado are minorities. Yes.
Right. What did I tell
when
you?
When we know that 60% of the drug use in this country is done by whites.
Yeah, well, it was a disproportionate thing. They were trying to say, Lisa, you missed this story. But if you would have been on, I'd have told you this story. So the story goes is that, marijuana is legal for adults, but it's illegal, obviously, for youth. But the cop's excuse was, well, you know, if somebody calls, we have to respond. So if a black person's calling because the black neighbor kid is smoking pot, well, then we have to arrest him. And I said, I called BS on that. Listen, your next-door neighbor's not calling the cops on your black kid. It's just not happening. Not 93%.
Not calling the cops on the black kid because they're smoking weed, too.
Okay, fine. Whatever the case is. Okay, so go on with your comment, John. What do you want to say?
All right. Yeah. Now, like I was telling you then, I was telling you that's the norm. Basically, now, I mean, we all upset now. But in a minute, it's going to become a norm. Hey. Another black man shot for eating Skittles and talking to his girlfriend on the phone. Another black man got shot for laying on his car playing music. This is going to turn into a normal thing.
Yeah, it reminds me of the mass shootings, yes.
Something got to happen. It's got to happen with the police.
Instead of this country's priority, not that it's not important, let me make sure I say this slowly, but instead of this country's priority, major priority, being terrorism from some other land, which does happen, I'm sure, but that's a major priority for them. That's a major issue for them. They send out military to stop it. We need, in this country, to look at the murders and the massacres happening on American soil, and they might need to send out the military to fight those massacres and that terrorism against my people and send those people out, those troops, to stop the cops who are killing us.
Okay,
we have things twisted.
Philando Castile was 32, and he was fatally shot by the police officer at the traffic stop. His girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, and her 4-year-old daughter. And she, the kid was in the car too, and the cop shot in the car. And she started live streaming on Facebook, I do believe. Let's take a listen to this. It was removed, but let's listen to it. It was captured.
We got pulled over for a busted tail light in the back, and the police he's covered. They killed my boyfriend. He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket, and he let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand out.
This is the cop. You're all frantic.
He told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license. Oh my God! Please don't tell me he's dead. Please. Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Please don't tell me this, Lord. Please, Jesus, don't tell me that he's gone. Please don't tell me that he's gone. Please, officer, don't tell me that you just did this to him. You shot 4 bullets into him, sir. He was just getting his license and registration, sir.
Get the female passenger out.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else can you say? Wow.
Well, I mean, this is a very common thing for us to hear and for us to watch when you're looking at a video like that.
She was remarkably calm, by the way.
Well, listen, the minute a black woman starts flailing her arms and raising her voice.
Oh,
and,
she'll
and
get shot too.
Neck,
yes.
She'll get shot in the head and they'll say she was trying to attack the officer. You know, they call us angry black women. So they would have shot her down in the street. If she would have flailed her arms, they would have said, oh, my gosh, he's grabbing something. So she knew.
I'm glad you said that. She would have gone into hysterics, she'd be dead, too. Totally agree with you. Very good, Lisa Durden.
She'd be dead.
Daryl in Oakland, you're on KGO.
She'd do better.
Go ahead, Daryl. Let me see. Daryl, line one. Yep, Daryl on line one. Let me put him back on hold. I'm not sure. Let me see. Let's go to, we will try. Let me see. All the lines are full. 808-0810. Let's go to John in Hayward.
Yeah, I got 2 points to make, and then I'll take my comment off the air.
Okay.
Number one, this lady gets on the radio and starts saying that she doesn't care if cops die, if they don't come home. I bet you if her husband or her son or somebody was a cop, she would be thinking differently. And number two, she keeps boiling down to race. I get things wrong. I get it. But this is just, I mean, she is the biggest racist on the radio. I can't believe it.
Excuse me, Mr. White Man. I'm not a racist because I'm not hurting any white people with my words. I'm not stopping white folks from getting apartments because they're white. I'm not stopping white people from getting jobs because they're white. I didn't enslave your forefathers and foremothers to build this country on the biggest welfare in America. Your people benefited from. My forefathers built this country. How dare you call me a racist, Mr. White Man?
All right, on that point, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show, 808-0810, with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
Drex Radio Show. Now back to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I am talking with Lisa Durden. You can find her at Generation Drex or at Lisa R. Durden on Twitter. Follow us both, please.
Well, gasket.
Yeah, go ahead, Lisa.
Listen. I don't care how many white people are listening to this show right now. I dare another one of you call me saying I'm a racist. I dare you. How dare you call me a racist when, first of all, I've never done anything to a white person negative. But I will continue to call out racist behavior by anybody if it's white or otherwise. And excuse me, but when I say I don't care if cops get murdered in the streets, it's not as casual as that. I'm saying if you choose a career that is dangerous, I'm okay with an adult making a decision for them. That's what I mean by I don't care that you've chosen that field. If you don't want to be in danger, don't go to the military. Don't be a police officer. And if you're black, actually, if you don't want to be in danger, don't be born black. We are murdered by virtue of being born. You're murdered in the line of duty or your job. You have a choice to take a job like that or not. We don't have a choice to be black.
808-0810. Let's start with Marcus in Oakland. Good evening, Marcus. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hey, I just got a question for the ladies. Where do you stay at?
None of your damn business. None of your damn business.
I'm going to tell you right now. I stay on 92nd and Cherry. Okay, that's Deep East. Okay, I'm a white guy. Okay, which is irrelevant. If it wasn't for the cops in our city, more blacks would kill blacks and Hispanics than there are already.
I love
when you
that
talk about one. Listen, lady, check it. What time? One cop, one guy gets shot, and the whole city jumps off. Okay, I don't get it. When there are 25 murders already, no one says ish. You understand me? I don't get that. So stop with that front. Just be real. If you're really about black rights, then fight about black rights. Fight about black people killing black people. Don't talk about cops killing people.
Now, all
it's
of a
foolish.
Sudden, the white
it's
man
foolish.
Can't
you know,
agree to kill each other.
Front, girl.
Now, all of a sudden, you care. All of a sudden, you white man
can't
agree to kill each
other. No, listen. I love the cops.
Sudden,
I love the cops because they keep my kids
speak.
Safe.
You
they keep the kids safe
speak.
On my block.
You know what,
okay? I don't need to see dope on my block. Okay? And then when blacks kill blacks and all of a sudden, ain't nobody say nothing.
When white people like him want to come back with that lowbrow statement because now you care about us killing each other, all of a sudden you care that we kill each other, shut the bleep up, you idiot. Let me tell you the facts. The fact of the matter is all murder is intraracial, you dummy. Take your ass to college and get an education. What does that mean? That means white people kill white people more than other people kill them. Black people kill black people more than other people kill us. So all races kill each other more than others outside of that race, which is what they call intraracial. So are you telling me something new? Y'all kill each other too. So what are you talking about? So since all the white folks who kill white folks kill each other, should black cops start killing y'all because you're killing each other? Are you sick, you idiot? Grow up!
All right, I want to go back down to Baton Rouge for a second, and questions are swirling around the whole body cam failures. How did that happen? The authorities said after the shooting that the body cameras worn by the two police officers involved allegedly fell off during the altercation.
Convenient.
Right. It seems awfully convenient and arguably untrue. Yeah. By the way, Sterling's uncle had this to say to the press today. Let's take a listen to this. Cut number 4. Let's see. Okay. Well, that was actually them taking him down. We'll find that. The mother was crying, and by the way, she said everybody. Yeah, she said, look, we've talked about this before. If the cops pull you over, just say yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Give
but
them
listen,
everything they want. Yeah.
Listen, that's going into blaming the victim again, and the perpetrator is the one that's doing it. Let me tell you something. Those are things that it's great to try to do that, but you can't make a racist not shoot you in the head when they're a racist. I can be as polite as I want to be. I can say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. And if that person is a racist, they're going to kill me. So don't make it the issue of the black person who so-called didn't do the list of things to make sure they lived beyond that stop. It's not my job to make sure I live beyond that stop.
All right, let's go to the phones.
You are there to protect and serve me. I'm not there to protect and serve you.
Daryl in Oakland, you're on the Drex Radio Show. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me? Yeah, thanks for having me. And I think Lisa, who's speaking, I mean, she's spot on. I mean, you know, there are a couple of things. Let's, you know, kind of look at the numbers. You know, let's start with the Second Amendment, you know, where right to bear arms. I mean, what we're seeing in today's time, I mean, it definitely does not apply to blacks, because when you have two incidents within a 24, 48-hour period occur in states that are licensed or law gun-bearing states, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, this shows up. And then to another caller when I was listening in mentioned, you know, it's just one black, you know, the numbers, you know, 136 blacks have been killed by police this year alone, you know, in the first 6 months of the year. So the numbers don't lie.
No, 500 is something, to correct you.
Okay, 500. Okay, sorry.
That's a lot, a bigger number. Yes, but I get what you're saying.
And so, you know, it's, when you see numbers like that, you know, you got to put the term of epidemic. You know, I was been listening for a while as the former hosts were sort of kind of closing out. And when the gentleman said you got to use colorful statements, that is so true. So instead of saying shot, assassination is spot on. Instead of saying, you know, individuals, you know, trying to bring in the young men's sort of character and history, you know, when these individuals may have had, you know, speeding tickets, et cetera, I think, I don't believe any felonies from what I've heard, so maybe one. But anyway, you know, you can't try to color, you know, the young man's character and try to take the focus off.
I'm gonna cut you off because we have some breaking news. We are now reporting, according to CNN, KTVT reporter, they're reporting that two officers have been shot at a Dallas protest over these killings. So here we go.
You start having war on American soil, it becomes a thing. Like, remember when the North fought the South, or rather the South fought the North about slavery and all that other crap, and then you had blood everywhere on everybody's hands, you're killing your own. So, like, you're killing your own. I don't know who killed the cops, but these are all our own. The police officers are our own. The black people on the street is our own. We are Americans. And we act like there's an us versus them mentality, and it starts with the police officers. There's a black female police officer. If you go to my page, go to my fan page. If you're listening, check out my fan page. Just scroll down to the second post. A black female police officer in Baton Rouge, and she's a cop. I'm sure she's scared. She did maybe like a 1 minute or something post about why a cop shouldn't be a cop if they don't want to patrol in a black neighborhood. Don't be in the black neighborhood. If you don't want to protect those black people, don't work there. If you don't want to be in danger, don't become a cop. She broke it down, and she was screaming, and she was passionate, and I enjoyed it. So go to my page, Lisa Durden, D-U-R-D-E-N-T-V, personality on Facebook, and check out that clip. So even police officers are saying, we all need to band together. Cops need to be on the front line saying, you racist officers, we're not taking it anymore. And this is why more cops are being murdered. These cops that were murdered right now, maybe they didn't do anything. I don't know what happened. I have no clue.
Okay, let's go back to Minnesota here a second. And this is Sterling's uncle. He had a message for the police officer in question.
God is watching you, brother. My friend, God saw what you did, and you will be judged.
Yes, he will.
Either here on earth, but on your way to hell. But on your way to hell.
Right.
But you're going to pay. You're going to pay, brother. You're going to pay.
All right. Next, we go to Steve in Pleasanton. Steve, you're on the Trex Radio Show on KGO with Lisa Durden.
Yeah, hi. I don't know what you're doing having this lady on the air. She's the most irresponsible spokesperson I've ever heard on the radio. Did you say that the 500, I don't even believe your number, 500 shootings were all racially motivated? I think you said that.
I said over 500 black men have been murdered by racist white cops this year. Those were my words.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Now take that how you want to take that.
That's completely ridiculous. And
I agree, so why are they doing it? You,
you
are absolutely right. So why are they murdering black men? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. You themselves saying us, them, you're killing us.
No, boo. I was born in this. It happened before I was. This was all going on before Lisa Durden was born. I'm not old enough to have started this. Your forefathers started this. Not me, not mine. Your forefathers started this, and it has never stopped since they started it. So don't talk to me about what I'm saying. Don't talk to me about what I'm saying. Don't talk to me about the facts I'm spitting out. No, I'm not a racist. I've never discriminated against anybody. I've never discriminated against anybody in a job or for a place to live. I've never enslaved your foremothers and forefathers. I've never shot anybody in the streets.
I've never
raped your children. So I've done nothing racist to anybody ever of any color. Oh, but I am speaking out against your racism of your white people who are racist.
All right, I got to take a break. We'll be back with more of Lisa Durden. 808-0810 is the number. Obviously, emotions are running rampant tonight. And we do now have a breaking report in from CNN that two officers were shot at a Dallas protest over these two shootings over the last couple days. No report on the officer's condition. We'll continue in a minute with a look at traffic. Here is Lee Graham.
Radio show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
So, Alton Sterling was selling CDs early Tuesday outside the Triple S Food Mart in Baton Rouge. And this homeless man approached him and asked for money. The man was persistent, and Sterling showed him his gun. The homeless man then used his cell phone to call 911. So, the source says the details about the 911 call shed new light on the Baton Rouge's the police's high-profile fatal shooting of Sterling, a 37-year-old black man. And it was very graphic. And here is audio. They have this guy pinned to the ground, and you hear them shooting this guy. Well, let's take a... I'm going to play it from my source here first. Okay, here we go. So the video is extremely graphic. He's pinned to the ground and they're shooting him point blank in the back. That's the way I see it. And by the way, we have Philando Castile's mother and uncle speaking about this.
Earlier, I'll say about 2 o'clock, he came to my house in order to go and get his hair done. And he came back and we chit-chatted, him and his sister. And they had a conversation about the concealed carry permits that they both have. And they were saying that, to be cautious. And my daughter said, you know what? I really don't even want to carry my gun because I'm afraid that they'll shoot me first and then ask questions later.
How do you explain what you see on that video?
I've seen a young man, helpless, shot for no apparent reason. I saw my nephew shot by a man clinging to his life, with no help. It was the most horrific thing I ever seen in my life.
I want to say that I appreciate Diamond streaming that video live because
No doubt. We
never would know exactly what happened had she not put that out there like that.
Exactly.
And then for him to blatantly shoot into that vehicle with that child in there
Exactly. And
that female. And I know for a fact my son would never jeopardize his fiance and the child by doing anything to provoke this officer to think that his life is in danger.
He wasn't he's not an officer. He's just a man. An officer is supposed to protect and serve. He's not an officer. That was a man who did that. That man is a destroyer.
Yeah.
And he came into our lives and done something, took something from us.
I think he was just black in the wrong place.
That could be true, but he had permission and the privilege to carry a firearm within this state. And from what I understand, Philando told them that he did have a firearm.
I'm sure he did, because that was something that we always discuss. Comply. That's the key thing. The key thing in order to try to survive being stopped by the police is to comply. Whatever they ask you to do, do it. Don't say nothing. Just do whatever they want you to do. So what's the difference in complying and you get killed anyway?
Correct.
Lisa R. Durden and myself are talking this out along with you.
Correct.
We go to Ethan in San Jose. Ethan, you're on KGO.
Hi. So I'm half white, but I look Middle Eastern. I've never had a bad experience with cops, but, I mean, it's extremely obvious that black people have a very different experience with cops than I do. Like all these white people talking about, maybe he should have complied, maybe he should have... the guy did comply.
He did comply. He was on the ground. They were, you know, they had him elbowed. I mean, he was on the ground.
He's on the ground saying, he's on the ground, and they're saying get on the ground while they're shooting him. I know
exactly.
The dead man can start getting himself on the ground. You're going to tell me get on the ground and I'm already dead. You're shooting me multiple times. They're saying it so that people can think that he's resisting arrest because they didn't know a camera was hot. So that's so bogus and lowbrow.
And if you're just joining us, the police cameras were nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. All of a sudden now, you know, boom, 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 magically, you know, there's some kind of it didn't work, disappeared.
Both of them.
The dog ate it.
Can I add something real quick? So, like, a lot of the people who had just called in were saying that, like, the shooting of a black guy by police, like, irrelevant because black people kill each other. And that's irrelevant. Like,
exactly.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on. I've got to move because we're getting so
many
calls.
I love what you have to say. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Ethan. I appreciate you listening. Thelma in Berkeley, you're on KGO.
Yes, earlier today they had a professor on, Foster, I think his name is, and he wrote the Martin Luther King.
Oops, don't know what happened there. Steve in San Jose, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
I'd like to discuss real quickly the episode where the man of color had the concealed weapons permit.
Okay, Minnesota.
Okay. He told the officer that he had a concealed weapons permit, and
right.
If I got it straight, if I got it correct, the officer told him to stop, don't, I guess he was in the process of reaching for his wallet. Is that correct?
Yes.
He
told the officer, I do have a weapon. However, the officer said, then give me your wallet. He goes, I'm going to get my wallet out now.
Okay, and so the officer knew that what he was reaching for, is that correct?
Correct.
You would assume that, yes.
Okay, at that point, it looks really suspicious. I wish it could have been handled a different way. It's almost like if I was on my way to the rifle range and I had a gun in the car under the seat, I would ask the officer, "What do you want me to do?"
Exactly.
Let's follow your instructions. And I realize that this is a very bad situation, and I want to make you feel comfortable. So what do you want me to do?
And by the way, his girlfriend knew what was going down, and so she started live streaming this on Facebook so the whole world could see it, and she was remarkably calm because she knew that she needed to document what was going on.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And let me correct that last caller. He seemed like a nice man, and he called the white officer who shot Alton up a man and not an officer. I'm going to even dilute that more. I'm going to demote that more. He's not an officer. He's not a man. He's not a human being. He's a monster.
On that note, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Lisa R. Durden coming up here in just a minute as we continue to talk about what's going on in Baton Rouge, what's going on in Minnesota, and now what's going on in Dallas. Reports are breaking that two officers were shot at a Dallas Black Lives Matter protest. So now the cops are getting shot. It's not good, people. It's bad. We'll be back with more on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.